Welcome to the Character Chronicles, the people show. Check the post of Nation. Brought to you by Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, Nebraska now has the number 2 and number 3 ranked recruits in all of junior college football coming to Nebraska this upcoming season. Nadab Joseph, as many of you know, committed on Friday of last week to play at the University of Nebraska. He was originally a Georgia commit, number 18 in the country in 2018 when he came out of high school. Freakish athletic ability. So Nebraska has the number 2 overall ranked JUCO commit in the entire country. Number 1 wide receiver in Omar Manning. The number 3 overall commit in Nadab Joseph. Number 1 cornerback. Now here are my 3 takeaways from this, because I have some thoughts. This staff can obviously recruit. How is that going to translate into results on the field as you start to look at the recruiting to development to wins and losses and the results on the field? My three thoughts are this. First and foremost, this staff can recruit. Okay, they've done a pretty good job. In 2018, they had the number 21st ranked recruiting class in the entire country. In 2019, the number 17th ranked class in the country. And in 2020, the number 20 class in the entire country. That's a lot of 20s, which is an average of the 19 overall ranked class in the entire country since Scott Frost took over. That's a top 20 class each and every year. That's pretty good. This staff can recruit. Okay, number 2. This shows me, what does this tell me with all these JUCO guys coming in? Keep in mind, Manning, Joseph, Will Honus, when he came in, was the number 1 middle linebacker in all of junior college football when he came to the Huskers. We brought in several junior college guys, including pass rushing defensive lineman Phil Darius Payne and several others. We need immediate help, okay? I don't think I'm going to shock anybody by saying that. It tells me we need immediate help, and we've got guys who can help us immediately. I don't ever want to compare Nebraska football to Kansas State, but you look at when Kansas State was the worst program in the entire country in the 80s, early 90s, Bill Snyder took over. He got a quick transition through the JUCO ranks. I don't think that's a long-term play. I don't think that's a long-term goal of this staff. But we need immediate help. I know I broke some news for you fine folks at home with that. And we've got guys who can help us immediately. I want to see how that plays out. And leads me to my last and final thought. What will the actual results be on the field? All right, it's no secret that 14 scholarship players have left the Husker football program since the end of the 2019 football season, and over 30 scholarship players have left since Scott Frost took over 3 years ago. Now, keep in mind, the transfer portal makes people it much easier for football players to leave. Some have left citing family or personal issues, and some were dismissed for disciplinary issues. Is this good? Is this bad? Are we weeding out guys who shouldn't be here? Is it a sign of not great things? That's not really the point of this show. I am curious to hear what you fine folks at home have to say. You know, what do you think? Now, that's not necessarily the point of this show. My point is this. This staff has shown they can recruit. Oh, nobody wants to come play at Nebraska. Bull. This staff can recruit. We have players who can help us immediately. What will the final result be on the field? That's ultimately what matters. All right, with all the players leaving, if we win, nobody's going to care. All right, with all the players leaving, if we lose, all of a sudden it's going to be a big deal. What will the final result be? Because that's all that truly matters. College football is a business. That is what ultimately matters. Now, I saw an article a while back that said Nebraska football might be too far gone for even Scott Frost. What a load of hot garbage. I read that and about threw up in my mouth. In fact, I think I actually did a little bit. Look at Baylor. Look at Penn State. Now, when I was in at Nebraska playing, Baylor was so bad, they were talking about booting them out of the Big 12, because we were in the Big 12 back when I played, because I'm a dinosaur. They were talking about booting Baylor out of the Big 12 because they were so bad. I don't know if anybody else remembers that. I do. They were horrifically horrible. Since then, under 2 different coaches, so guys have gone into Baylor and done it twice. They've been top 10 teams multiple times. They've been champions of the Big 12. They played in Big 12 championship games. Have you ever been to Waco, Texas? I have. How do I put this nicely? It ain't beautiful. I don't know why anyone would want to go there. Yet, look at the success they've had. A bit up and down, but they've had it. Since Nebraska's had it. More recently, look at Penn State. No football program has been through more than Penn State. There's no way we were ever as low as Penn State was just a few years ago. They've won a Big Ten championship game. They've been in multiple New Year's Six games just like Baylor has. I don't want to hear that we're too far gone, even for Scott Frost. That's ridiculously ridiculous. All right. All due respect to Baylor. And I never disrespected Penn State in any way, shape, or form. Actually, the way they've been able to come back is pretty freaking impressive. I just don't want to hear we're too far gone. We've recruited well. We have guys who can help us now. We obviously have high school players who can develop for the long term and potentially help us now. The ultimate question for me, because it ain't too far gone, is what will the results be on the field? Because that's ultimately what's going to matter. And I do want to hear from you fine folks at home. What are your thoughts on all of this? Until next time, Husker Nation, go Big Red, and always remember to throw the bird.
Thanks again to our sponsor, Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, when it's your spine, you do not want to mess around, and experience matters. That's why you can trust the experts at Nebraska Spine Hospital, the region's only spine-specific hospital. They are the best at what they do.